You mentioned affordability, and I want to ask about that. You know, I was on the trail with Zoram Mamdani. You can certainly hear a lot of abundancy ideas included in his message. He would explicitly reference changing his mind on things like the private sector's role in creating more housing supply, or embracing ideas like a citywide audit, and saying, I think to your point, that for too long, progressives or the left have ceded the ideas of good governance to conservatives and the right. But there's also been a lot of reactions on the left that say that, you know, abundance does not name the concentration of power, does not name the villains of it all, as we kind of referenced earlier. I wanted to put that idea in front of you. Like, is there a way for cities to work without a kind of breakup of the monopoly of money and power at the center?
The abundance Democrats are the Democrats who deliver abundance. So I am thrilled by the way I've seen Democrats of many different stripes, and even a couple of Republicans, pick up some of the ideas and arguments of abundance. But the thing that is going to separate who's real in this and who is not is whether they deliver. All government should be judged by whether or not it is able to create, either directly or through creating the conditions for the private market to create it, the things people need. And so you are pro-abundance if you get that done. The rhetoric I want to be, I mean, you know how this stuff works, right? Politicians are good at saying things people want to hear. but doing those things is harder. And so I am hopeful, but I think it's important for me to maintain a rigor about it. Yeah.